Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Great Love.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." "A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Tears flowing in abundance. Cascades of silky hair swaddling the feet of the Holy One. Perfumed ointment poured out extravagantly, filling the whole room with its fragrance. Love incarnate, bending over and wrapping her in forgiveness. There is no greater love than this. A love that cannot be described, only experienced throughout her body and deep within her soul. This woman has a story to tell, to relive with one who understands. A story that needs no words, only a readiness to receive the love that is offered so freely. Do you see this woman? What wound of ours merits such all-enveloping forgiveness? What slice of our own lives can we offer for transformation? Do we see this woman reflected in a mirror that gives back to us the soul of who we really are? Or do we stand back and judge another as less worthy than ourselves? Who is this who even forgives sins? He said to the woman, he says to us, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."